And away, get ready, and here we go. It is a Getaway Friday, March the 19th, 2021, 20 minutes past the hour here, and do we have a call coming in? It looks like somebody's trying to call, but they are not making it in. So if that's you, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if that's you. Not sure who that is. Somebody's tried to call twice there, and both times it has not made it through. Not sure what's going on. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. If you have something you would like to say, I don't know if a cell phone was dying there or what that was. Okay, where are we here? It's Family Feud Hour here on WWGH Radio, 21 minutes past the hour. We've got some good categories today. The last couple weeks, we've had some very strange categories. But this week, I think we have some good ones. All right, here's the first one. Now, this has 8 answers. 8 answers. Let's see here. Is this the... Yeah, okay, here we go. 8 answers. The category is, name something you have that a neighbor might try to borrow. 8 items. Name something that you have that a neighbor might try to borrow. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that you have that a neighbor might try to borrow. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, some kind of food item, like a type of flour or an egg.
Flour or an egg. I do not see flour or an egg on here at all.
What about food? Like, you know, they're always coming over. Hey, do you got a cup of sugar? Do you got a pack of ramen noodles?
Well, do your neighbors do this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, see,
I did it because I'm sick.
If my neighbors did this, I'd move.
Well, Scott, that's not... Now, you're always telling us we need to be good to one another. I don't even believe that for a second. If someone knocked on your door and said, hey, you got an egg, you'd go get it for them.
Well, you know, in my refrigerator, those eggs could be expired, but I would give it to them. You're right.
Well, what about a can opener? My can opener is always going out, so I've had to borrow my neighbor's can
opener. I have a good collection of can openers if you ever want one.
Okay, well, better luck next time to me.
What were your last two guesses there in the food category? Not flour, not...
Egg, sugar, milk.
Sugar.
Okay. I guess we just kept going.
Yeah, sugar is actually the number one answer.
Alrighty.
You got it. Thank you. All right, sugar shows up at number one on the list. 7 other answers. Name something that you have that a neighbor might want to borrow. Go ahead, caller.
How about tools?
Tools, number 5 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
All right.
Tools show up at number 5 on the list. Number 1 is sugar. Tools are number 5. Name something a neighbor might want to try to borrow. Go ahead, caller.
How about your truck?
Your truck. Let's see here. Truck, car, automobile, not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
No truck, car, or automobile. We have got sugar at number 1 and tools at number 5. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Go ahead, caller.
How about a lawnmower or a snowblower?
Lawnmower is number 2 and snowblower is number 8. Thank you.
All right.
You got them both. Lawnmower comes in at number 2, and snowblower comes in at number 8, especially after the winter we had. That's for sure. Go ahead, caller.
How about a ladder?
A ladder. Let's see here. Ladder, number 3 on the list. You got it.
All right.
Ladder shows up at number 3 on the list. So we've got sugar, lawnmower, ladder, tools, and snowblower. We've still got 3 other answers. Something that a neighbor might want to borrow. Go ahead, caller.
A weed trimmer.
Weed trimmer. Let's see here. No weed trimmer on the list.
Okay.
No weed trimmer on this particular list. Name something that a neighbor might want to borrow. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
I have a good answer, Scott, and a funny answer. You want the good answer first?
Give it to me.
Money. It's got to be there.
Money. Let's see here. Does a neighbor want to borrow?
That's a good answer.
You have no money on the list.
My funny answer is your husband or your wife.
Oh, swingers. That, but, you're talking about a swinging neighborhood.
That might even be. That's a good answer, though. It's funny, but it is true.
No spouses on the list today.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I get this list was not put together by swingers today. Name something that your neighbor might try to borrow. We've got sugar, lawnmower, ladder, tools, snowblower. What else might this neighbor try to borrow? 740-383-9944. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chainsaw?
Chainsaw. Let's see here. No chainsaw on the list. Chainsaw does not make this particular list. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Three answers left on the list. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Maybe this is the correct answer coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
What about a rake?
A rake. Let's see here. No rake on the list.
How about milk?
No milk on the list.
All right.
No rake. No milk on the list today. Name something a neighbor might want to borrow. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. No rake, no milk. All righty. Let's see if this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
A phone.
A phone. You know what? Phone is number 7 on the list. You got it.
Awesome.
Phone comes in at number 7 on the list. All right, two other answers left here. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Oh, maybe that was somebody also guessing the phone. Name something. Oh, maybe not. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
I think I got it, Scott. Pet food, dog food, or cat food. That's a good answer.
Dog food or cat food. Let's see here. Not on the list.
Who are they pulling? Dog food and money are not there? I mean, I thought for sure money would be number one. I'm still shocked that isn't even on there.
I got to know money. Sorry.
My neighbors want to borrow money. So
do
maybe
they?
It's a different neighborhood.
Maybe I should move into your neighborhood.
Yeah, they all think I'm rich. I mean, they don't realize what a radio person makes. They think it's some kind of fancy celebrity job. They should realize it's a minimum wage job.
Thank you. Minimum work gets you minimum wage. All right here. Name something you have that a neighbor might want to borrow. Sugar, lawnmower, ladder, tools, phone, snowblower. Those are the answers that we have. Two answers left on the list. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a hedge trimmer?
Hedge trimmer. No hedge trimmer on the list.
All right.
Hedge trimmer does not make the list. Something your neighbor might want to borrow. Something your neighbor might want to borrow. What is it? Let's see. Two answers left here. We've got sugar, lawnmower, ladder, tools, phone, snowblower. Two answers left. What might a neighbor want to borrow? Two answers remain on the board. Go ahead, caller.
Your outdoor grill.
Outdoor grill. No grill on the list.
Okay.
Grill does not make this particular list. What might a neighbor want to borrow? That's what we want to know. What might a neighbor want to borrow? Two answers left on the list here. Sugar, lawnmower, ladder, tools, phone, and snowblower are taken. Maybe this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about a shovel?
A shovel. A shovel is number 4 on the list. You got it. Shovel clocks in at number 4 on this particular list. One answer left now. All right. Hang on the line.
Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here. It is 10:31 on this Getaway Friday, and I think we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Eggs.
Eggs. Let's see here. Not eggs. Good guess, though. No eggs on the list today. Name something that a neighbor might try to borrow. We've got sugar, lawnmower, ladder, shovel, tools, phone, and snowblower. But there's one answer that eludes us so far. Name something that a neighbor might try to borrow. What is the final answer? Something that a neighbor might try to borrow. Does anybody know? All right, maybe this is the right answer. The final answer today. Go ahead, caller.
A garden hose?
Not a garden hose.
All right.
No garden hose today. So when we get down to one answer, it's always difficult. Name something a neighbor might try to borrow. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about he might want to borrow you?
Oh, your help. Well, that's a good guess. I know a lot of neighbors are like this. Not on the list, though.
All right.
Yes, they might need your help. Not on the list. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Does anybody know what a neighbor might want to borrow? One answer left on the board today. Go ahead, caller.
What about a daughter to babysit?
Oh, babysitter, I'll tell you. That's a common one. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
No babysitter on the list here. Name something a neighbor might want to borrow. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Again, the answers we have: sugar, lawnmower, ladder, shovel, tools, phone, and snowblower. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
I'm on a bicycle.
No bicycle on the list. Bicycle does not show up on the list today. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. No bicycle on the list. All right, maybe this is our final correct answer in this category. Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
Coffee. Good answer. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Coffee does not make this particular list. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. No coffee on the list. Maybe they're all tea drinkers. Go ahead, caller.
How about your car?
No car on the list. Your car does not make the list. Something a neighbor might want to borrow. The final answer here. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about your spouse?
Well, you know...
You know, if you're a single woman and you need help in the garage or the household, you might want to borrow somebody's husband.
Oh, see, I'm glad you specified that. Because, you know, Adam earlier on, I think he was in a swinging neighborhood or something. I didn't know what he meant. Yeah, I don't know. You know, those places. It's not on the list, but it's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Good guess. All right. Name something that a neighbor might want to borrow. Name something a neighbor might want to borrow. One answer left. We've got sugar, lawnmower, ladder, shovel, snowblower, phone, tools. Go ahead, caller.
about a roll of toilet paper?
Oh, my goodness. During this pandemic, I'm sure that happened more than once. Not on the list, though. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm sure toilet paper was a big one on the list, and I'll bet you what, I bet the neighbors did not give it to their neighbor who was asking for it. Name something that a neighbor might try to borrow. This is the category, something that a neighbor might try to borrow. One answer left. What is it? And away we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about money?
Money. No money on the list.
Money does not make this particular list. Something that a neighbor might try to borrow. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about a wheelbarrow?
Wheelbarrow. No wheelbarrow on the list.
How about a wagon?
No wagon.
Okay, Scott. Okay. Thanks.
No wheelbarrow, no wagon on the list today. Name something a neighbor might try to borrow. Something a neighbor might try to borrow. One answer left on the list. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
A hammer?
A hammer. You have got it. Knocked it out of the park. Thank you, caller. Yeah, I know. Thank goodness.
Yes, hammer was the answer. I know it's weird that tools were also on the list, but so was a ladder. I don't know if a ladder is considered a tool. But the answers were, name something that a neighbor might try to borrow. Sugar, lawnmower, ladder, shovel, tools, hammer, phone, and a snowblower. That is the category. All right, let's move on to the next category here. 37 minutes past the hour. This is a fun one. Now, this has six answers. Name a phrase that starts with the word happy. Name a phrase that starts with the word happy. Six answers on the board. Name a phrase that starts with the word happy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A phrase that starts with the word happy. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday is number one on the list. You got it.
Happy birthday clocks in at number one on the list. Name a phrase that starts with the word happy. Go ahead, caller.
Happy days.
Happy days. Let's see. Happy days number four on the list. You got it.
Happy days shows up at number four on the list. So we've got happy birthday was number one, and happy days was number four. Still have three answers left to go here. Name a phrase that starts with the word happy. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm on delay, Scott, but did somebody say happy birthday? It was almost your birthday.
Yes, happy birthday was number one on the list.
And anniversary, then, be the next one.
Happy anniversary is number three on the list.
And in Europe, or in England, they say happy Christmas. So how about happy Hanukkah, because we say Merry Christmas.
No happy Hanukkah or happy Christmas.
Okay, I guess they didn't poll anybody in the UK or anybody who was Jewish. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yes, but we did get happy anniversary. So happy birthday is number one, happy anniversary is number three, and happy days are number four. Still three answers left to go. A phrase that starts with the word happy. Go ahead, caller.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, number two on the list. You got it.
Happy New Year shows up at number two on the list. 39 minutes past the hour. Two answers still left in this particular category. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days. What's another one? Go ahead, caller.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, number two on the list. You got
Woo-hoo!
It.
Happy New Year clocks in at number two on this particular list. So we've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Happy go lucky.
Happy go lucky, number six on the list. You got it.
Happy-go-lucky shows up at number six on the list. One answer left. What could it be? A phrase that starts with the word happy. That's what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's a good one. It's certainly true, but not on the list.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Happy wife, happy life does not show up on the list, but certainly that would be a true statement for anybody who has one of those or had one of those. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Easter.
No happy Easter on the list. We're getting close to it, but no happy Easter on the list today. We've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Happy talkie talk.
Now, what is that?
Happy talkie talk.
Happy talkie talk. Not on the list.
Okay.
Now, that's one that I have not heard of. Happy talkie talk. No happy talkie talk on the list. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller. Well, apparently, maybe that person was going to guess happy talkie talk as well. Let's see. Here comes another call down the pike, I think. Well, if we can get the thing up here. Go ahead, caller.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. That's a good one. Not on the list.
All right.
No happy holidays on the list today. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. One answer left. What will it be? Go ahead, caller.
Happy holidays.
How about happy hour?
Happy hour. You know, I didn't even think about that. It's a good one. Not on the list, but a good one.
Okay.
Happy hour does not show up on the list today. That's a good one, though. No, we've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. And one answer that we do not have yet. A phrase that starts with the word happy. What is that particular phrase that we do not have yet? Go ahead, caller.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
No, happy St. Patrick's Day. We just passed by. I think Bob's got a calendar out and running through the days today. No happy St. Patrick's Day on the list today. All right, we've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. What is the happy phrase? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Happy to meet you.
Happy to meet you. Not on the list.
Okay.
No happy to meet you on the list today. A phrase that begins with the word happy is where we are. What is a phrase that begins with the word happy? Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. One answer left. What will it be? Go ahead, caller.
I have two answers, Scott. Did somebody say Valentine's Day?
They didn't, but that's not on the list either.
And last one, this won't be on there, but it's a good answer. Happy trails. Happy trails to you.
That's not, no happy trails.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Happy trails to you. No happy trails, no happy Valentine's Day on this particular list. Let's see. A phrase that begins with the word happy. You know, I guarantee you, there's no radio show like this on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Good answer, but not on the list.
Okay.
No happy Thanksgiving on the list. The calendars are out this morning. That is for sure. We're going to break here in 60 seconds, but we can take a couple more calls here. A phrase that begins with the term happy. What is it? Our word happy, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Happy bar mitzvah.
Happy bar mitzvah. No happy bar mitzvah on the list.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you say that at a bar mitzvah. Hello, happy bar mitzvah when you show up. What is a phrase that begins with the term happy that we do not have yet? Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. What's the other one? Go ahead, caller.
Happy 4th of July.
No, happy 4th of July. Keep flipping that calendar, Bob. No happy 4th of July. I know. Good for you. No happy 4th of July. Well, we're moving into the summer now. It'll be Happy Labor Day before we know it. Happy, a phrase that begins with the word happy. Well, you know what? We're going to break here for 60 seconds. Okay. We're not going to get this in. Caller, hold the line. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes.
That is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at WWGH Radio on this Getaway Friday, 46 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know, that's a good one. It's not on the list, though.
Aw, shuck.
No Happy Friday on the list. Name a term, or give me a, well, no, I guess it's not a word, a phrase. A phrase that begins with the word happy. That's what we're looking for here. We've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. Which one are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
Happy camper.
No happy camper. No happy campers on the list.
Happy camper is a good one, though. They say that a lot when you're in school. Are you a happy camper today? 740-383-9944. What's the happy term? Go ahead, caller.
How about a happy Father or Mother's Day?
Neither one. Good guess, though. No happy Mother or Father's Day. What is a phrase that begins with the word happy? Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky, and one answer left. A phrase that begins with the word happy. Go ahead, caller.
Another one of my PT-rated answers, Scott, but this actually might be there. How about the happy hooker?
Well, it is not there, unfortunately.
Well, it could be someone who, like, who hooks embroidery. It doesn't have to be that kind of a hooker.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Oh, okay, I understand.
Well,
that.
Yeah, well, that's a good answer, though. I mean, it's an expression that I remember.
You're talking about a crocheter, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, like someone who hooks, you know, embroidery, or a fisherman or fisherwoman.
No.
So what you, yeah.
Yeah, no
okay,
crocheters
well,
on the list.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yes, no crocheters on the list today. A phrase that begins with the word happy. What is it? One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Thanksgiving or happy holidays?
No happy Thanksgiving or happy holidays.
All right.
No, neither one of those on the list today. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. Those are our answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about Happy Father's Day or Happy Mother's Day?
Neither one. No Happy Mother's Day or Happy Father's Day.
What is the phrase that begins with the term happy that we are not getting? Does anybody know? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about happy to be home?
Happy to be home. Good guess, but not the one.
No happy to be home on the list today. Name a term, a phrase, excuse me, that begins with the term happy. A phrase that begins with the word happy. One answer left on the list. Let's see if this is the right answer. Sliding down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Hanukkah?
No happy Hanukkah on the list.
All right.
That was a new one for us. No happy Hanukkah on the list today. A phrase that begins with the term happy. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. One answer left on the list, a phrase that begins with the term happy. Coming up on 50 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
My husband says happy feet.
Not happy feet.
Okay.
No happy feet on the list today. A term, a phrase that begins with the term happy, the word happy. A phrase that begins with the word happy. That's what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Who's going to fly in and pick this one up? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Happy birthday. Happy New Year. Happy anniversary. Happy days. Happy go lucky. Those have all been taken. One term left. One phrase left. 740-383-9944. A phrase that begins with the term happy. Go ahead, caller.
What about a happy baby?
No happy baby on the list.
Happy baby does not show up on the list today. What could it be? A phrase that begins with the word happy. Alrighty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Mother's Day?
No Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day does not make an appearance on the list today. A phrase that begins with the word happy. What could it be? One left on the list, 51 and a half minutes past the hour. All right, did we lose that call? Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller? Hello, caller.
Yeah, Labor Day.
No Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day does not show up on this particular list. A phrase that begins with the word happy. A phrase that begins with the word happy. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Happy hour.
Happy hour. Good guess. Not on the list.
No happy hour on the list today. A phrase that begins with the word happy. 52 minutes past the hour. All right. Here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Happy to be alive.
And that's a good one, too. We all are. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
No happy to be alive on the list. What is the final phrase here? A phrase that begins with the term happy. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
How about happy Halloween?
No happy Halloween. That's a good one.
Okay.
No happy Halloween on the list. A phrase that begins with the term happy. What might that be? Go ahead, caller.
Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Go.
How about happy days are here again?
Happy days are here again? Not on the list.
Oh, thank you.
No happy days are here again on this particular list. All right, a phrase that begins with the word happy. What could that be? The final phrase. 53 minutes past the hour. Approaching the top of the hour here. What do we got coming? Maybe the right answer, the one left. Go ahead, caller.
Happy birds.
No happy birds.
Happy birds do not show up on this particular list. A phrase that begins with the word happy. That's where we are, a phrase that begins with the word happy. One left. If you're just tuning in, we've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky, but we do not have that final answer. A phrase that begins with the word happy. What is that? That final phrase. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any brave souls out there? Going to venture another guess in the 6 minutes we've got left here in this particular program. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. Those are the answers we have. Looking for a phrase that begins with the word happy. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Gilmore?
No Happy Gilmore.
Good movie. Happy Gilmore does not show up on the list today. A phrase that begins with the word happy. a phrase that begins with the word happy. There were only six to begin with. We've got five. We've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, and happy-go-lucky. But we do not have the final answer, and it's a fairly common one. People use this term quite a bit. A phrase that starts with the word happy. Does anybody know what that would be? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Father's Day?
No, Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day does not make the list today. A term that begins, a phrase that begins with the word happy. What could that be? Go ahead, caller. Nope, nope. That caller took a powder. A phrase that begins with the word happy. 56 minutes past the hour. All right, go ahead, caller.
Happy face.
No happy face. Happy face does not show up on the list today. A phrase that begins with the word happy. Under 4 minutes left in this particular hour now. Is anybody going to get this? Under 4 minutes. A phrase that starts with the word happy. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy-go-lucky. Those have all been taken. Go ahead, caller.
Happy to meet you.
No happy to meet you.
Okay.
No happy to meet you showing up on this particular list. But there is one answer left, and it is not happy to meet you. At the 3-minute mark, 57 minutes past the hour. 3-minute warning. Name a phrase that starts with the word happy. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy-go-lucky. Those are the ones we have. Which answer do we not have? A phrase that starts with the word happy. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think we might have stumped our vast listening audience today with this particular category. It's looking that way as we got about 2.5 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Happy thoughts.
What's that?
Happy thoughts.
No happy thoughts on the list. That's a good guess, but no happy thoughts on this particular list. A phrase that begins with the term happy. Go ahead, caller.
Happy to help.
No happy to help. Happy to help does not show up on this particular list. 2-minute warning. We are now under 2 minutes, 58 minutes past the hour. What is the final answer here? Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy-go-lucky. What is the final answer? Phrase that begins with the term happy. Go ahead, caller.
Happy home.
No, happy home. Happy home does not show up on the list today. What is the final happy term here? A phrase that begins with the word happy. 740-383-9944. 90 seconds left here. Are we going to get it? We've been on this for a while. Happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy go lucky. What is the final phrase that begins with the term happy? We are at the 60-second mark, 59 minutes past the hour. Is this one going to stump us? My goodness gracious, this one might just take the cake today. We're going to have any final guesses here? 45 seconds left to go. 740-383-9944, a phrase that begins with the word happy. We've got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy-go-lucky. We'll take a few more calls here if we can get them in. 30 seconds left to go. The pressure's high. Go ahead, caller.
Happy as 2 peas in a pod.
No peas in a pod. No happy as 2 peas in a pod. A phrase that begins with the word happy. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you what, with 15 seconds, I'll give you the guess. Here's the guess. It's a food item. It's a food item. All right, go ahead, caller.
Happy meal?
Happy meal. You have got it.
Oh, geez.
The McDonald's Happy Meal, of course. How did we forget that one?
Oh, I don't know.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes, it was the old Happy Meal. So there you go. Phrase that starts with the word happy. We have got happy birthday, happy new year, happy anniversary, happy days, happy meal, happy go lucky. And now, happy Hanukkah was in there too as well. We're going to break here and come back with the pastor spot at 11:15. Don't go anywhere.
It really, really is.
Now what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible Governor John Kasich.
Oh, no.
I think what he's doing is terrible. Did I mention it's terrible? Because I think it's terrible. He's not endorsing me, which I think is crazy. He's really not helping at all. He's not showing up. I don't know what this guy's problem is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got a haircut. He has a suit on. I could really, really help this guy out, but I have to tell you something. I am not going to help him because he's not helping me. And I'm a very nice guy, but he is not being nice to me.
Well, Donald,